Do you ever grow any butter beans in
them? Yeah. They don't do so good here somewhere. Some people, my daughter up in Melbourne, she raises some butter beans that she has pretty good luck with. But I about burnt this here up. There's so many old bugs here, and they just go to a garden, you know, and they just grow and grow and grow. How about got where you couldn't get no kind of stuff to kill them? The old stuff they used to make, DDT was good stuff. Other different things, but they don't make it no more.
Why don't they make that anymore?
They claim it's that DDT harmed the birds and the chickens, everything, and people also.
The government
cut it out. Get on the corn, go down and eat the corn all out. And sprinkle some of that DDT dust right on the end of that thing. Kill them. Get on the pea. And they lay an egg in every pea, you know. Just about time that the pea started to swell to make a shell pea, you know. Then they go to work on it. It's a little old. It's two sweet different kinds of them. About as big as your little fingernail. Some of them green, some of them white and brown streaky, some of them black. All different colors, but every one of them is turning that pea. And then there's another kind of a little brown bug. You look kind of like a doodle. You know what a doodle is?
Yeah.
He looks kind of like a doodle. He's got a big belly and a little neck and head. He lives in the ground, and at night you come up, you leave a hole about as big as the end of your finger and you leave. He's got his round, and then he gets old little brother eating that, and he eats that 2 or 3 times. He eats a whole leaf for cabbage, isn't he? Collard. We had cabbage collard. I had some nice collard there. First thing I know, we had one mess of them, or two messes of them. Ain't much for them. They were pretty old. First thing I know, they had them things that looked like you shot them in the bud with a shotgun. Shot them leaves all to pieces. And I cut all the leaves off of them. Put some dust on it, and come out for a little breads again, about as long as they get a little longer. And they start on them and eat them up again. So I pulled them up, threw them over the fence, you see. And I set cabbage out there. We had six of the nicest cabbage, about as big as a plate. Well, them leaves went to the ground. I said, there's some cut ones right there under that leaf. See where they've been cutting in that leaf? I said, yeah. Well, what to do about it? And I said, well, that's what I do. And I broke off 2 or 3 leaves right on the bottom, right at that edge of the ground.